hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
All right, folks, welcome to the National Intel Report. I am sitting in for an ailing John Statmiller, and I'll tell you what, whatever this bug is that's going around, I really feel sorry for John, because if he caught the same thing again that he caught last time, he's in dire straits. And evidently he's really, really, really sick. Continuing from my show, I tell you, I want to thank Bryant Martin from sending me. I had a caller that called into my show that was talking about the current oath. He has a nephew, I believe, that just enlisted in the military, and the oath had always been that they're supposed to uphold the support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and now they have added this in. And Bryant Martin, I appreciate this. It says I, and then your name is in there. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So they've put that in there. That's an oxymoron, because I haven't heard George Bush utter anything out of his face that has been constitutional that I can recall since he's been in office. And it was changed during the Revolutionary War. The Continental Congress established different oaths for enlisted men and officers of the Continental Army, and it certainly didn't say you had to uphold the officer or uphold the orders of the President of the United States. Well, that's enough of that. Okay. Tell you what I'm going to get into here first hour today, folks. I don't know if any of you know who neocon godfather Norman Podhoretz is. I've seen video clips of this lunatic, okay, which has made me sick. He was confronted, I believe, by that group in New York, WeAreChange.org, which I always give accolades to for exposing the corruption of politicians, getting in their face, asking direct questions, and watching these guys flinch, have epileptic seizures in song and dance because they don't know how to answer it. And a lot of times they are blocked. The WeAreChange is escorted out. There's always interference that's being run with these guys. But neocon godfather Podhoretz is trying to reignite the fires of war against Iran. And that's just what I need. For those of you who are listening to my show, all of these maimed soldiers, the guys that are coming back with limbs blown off, that have psychological problems, that are fighting another war on this front, just trying to get medical treatment. And we've got Norman Podhoretz that is trying to institute yet another war. That's just what we need, with more money, more tax-paying dollars going out to blow up more people and to bring home more of our military maimed or psychologically sick. I don't know. I mean, is this going to end? Is this going to end in our lifetime? Then we've got John McCain on the Republican ticket talking about 100 years in Iraq. Who are these people? Is it some kind of a drug that they make them drink, the powers that be, that causes their mentality to become such that they care not for human life? I don't know. We'll be back in three, and I'm going to go into this article. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Statmiller in the National Intel Report. See you in three. Stick with me. I've got much more to share with you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller, first hour, and then Hesham Talawi will be with you, second hour. And I'm going to go into an article with you. It's by Mark Glenn, American Free Press, and I want to congratulate Mark. He's got a show upcoming on the weekends on this network, from what I understand. I was listening to Michael Piper last night, and he announced that. I didn't know that, but I want to welcome Mark Glenn, and a prolific writer here. And I want to go into this because I'll tell you what. This article and the next article I'm going to share with you, actually even more so the second one, I'm just appalled at this, folks. But listen to this. With the release of the National Intelligence Estimate stating that Iran was not developing nuclear weapons, the neocons, as irrational and uncontainable as sharks in blood-tainted water, would not be deterred from getting the war they demand. Since the release of the National Intelligence Estimate in early December, Israel's supporters, both in the Jewish state and in the United States, have made it clear by their collective rhetoric that the National Intelligence Estimate should be ignored as if it were an issue of Reader's Digest or a Marvel comic book, and that a nuclear Iran ruled by fanatical mullahs will result in Armageddon. Now, one of the most dangerous, irrational, and power-mad gangsters operating within the neocon mafia, Norman Podhoretz, is again bringing his gruff, threatening voice to bear on the necessity of going to war against Iran for Israel's sake. In a recent piece he penned for Commentary Magazine, that's the printed voice of the American Jewish Committee, entitled Stopping Iran, Why the Case for Military Action Still Stands, the former communist Trotskyite and unregistered agents for the foreign country makes it clear, Bush needs to bomb Iran, sooner rather than later, and if not Bush, then certainly the next guy, or gal. In the same typical haughtiness that characterizes all things coming from the Jewish state in its mouthpieces, Podhoretz begins beating the war drum by calling into question the reliability of the world's most sophisticated intelligence gathering organizations in the United States, citing the fact that the CIA did not foresee 9/11 and the fact that they got it wrong with regards to Saddam Hussein's WMD program. He all but labels the National Intelligence Estimate and its authors as wet-behind-the-ears schoolchildren who couldn't predict cold weather in winter. Of course, in typical Zionist obfuscatory fashion, what he fails to mention is the fact that Israel knew well in advance of 9/11 what was to transpire that day, as evidenced by all the Mossad agents arrested in the days and weeks following the event. It should be remembered that some of them were in circumstances as incriminating as filming the Twin Towers coming down and cheering, and who, on a television program in Israel, stated that they were sent to America to document the event. Furthermore, with regard to Iraq's WMD program and the fact that America's intelligence services got it wrong, he conveniently fails to mention that, again, it was Israel's intelligence services funneling false information to the United States government through official sources and its surrogate agencies involving the Pentagon's Office of Special Plans and Zionist agents such as Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, and Douglas Feith. Engaging in the predictable business of fear-mongering that is the main ingredient of in all gruesome dishes cooked up by the Zionist's witch's cauldron of war and suffering, Podhoretz depicts an apocalyptic future with a nuclear-armed Iran under the throes of religious fundamentalism. Continuing with the shameless misquoting of Ahmadinejad that began some time ago, Israel, the apple of God's eye, would be wiped off the map. He again fails to mention that Iran, a relatively short distance away and armed to the teeth with missiles of the latest Russian design, capable of defeating any anti-missile defense system, could in all likelihood achieve that now, if it wanted, and yet has not. Following in the tradition of former Israeli former minister Abba Ibn, who, giddy as a giggling schoolboy who had just been kissed by the class beauty, was once quoted saying that during the first Gulf War that never before did Israel have the privilege of having 500,000 foreigners fight for her until now. Podhoretz dismisses the idea of Israel's fighting for her own war against Iran. No, the danger to Israel, both physically as well as in the court of worldwide public opinion, would be too great. America must do it, despite the fact that without question horrible events would ensue. Without a hint of reservation or concern for the fact that America is already hated worldwide and her economy is on life support, he speaks of vast increases in the price of oil leading to catastrophic consequences for every economy in the world, including America's, concluding with his acknowledgement of the world's backlash against inescapable civilian casualties. What he fails to mention, but about which he must certainly be aware, is that war with Iran means war with nuclear-armed Russia as well. Something which does not seem to faze him. And I have to interject here. This is the problem, folks. These guys are all, Cheney and Bush and Podhoretz and all of these neocon Zionists are touting for a war with Iran. And this is insanity because Russia has already said a war with Iran is a war with us, and Russia's got all kinds of nuclear weapons. So why would we be picking on a country that doesn't have any, according to the National Intelligence Estimate, when Russia is chocked full of them and ready to launch? See, that's insanity, folks. But let me continue. As much as some may be tempted to dismiss Podhoretz and his recent piece as the scribblings of a lunatic with no real power, reality should be allowed to weigh in. Yes, he is a lunatic, but not of the variety normally seen in one of America's larger cities pushing a shopping cart around and talking to himself. This is a man who predicted with all the cockiness and confidence of a seasoned gangster that Bush would bomb Iran before he left office, and for which Podhoretz said he, quote, prayed with all his heart, unquote, as a Jew. Besides his own deluded fantasies of death, Jewish world domination, and mayhem, as demonstrated on too many occasions, Podhoretz is on a first-name basis with a recovering alcoholic turned born-again apocalyptic Christian named George Bush, and can at any time pick up the phone, call the White House, and announce he is dropping by for a chat, and be ushered in with no delay, by the way. He has a direct line to the highest echelons within the Israeli government and its intelligence services and is often used by them as an asset in formulating and marshaling American Jewish opinion and activism at appropriate times. Podhoretz's latest piece demonstrates without question that he and all who think like him are not just mad, but wolves dressed in sheep's clothing and traitors to America, as they have demonstrated on too many occasions. From Israelis' attack on the USS Liberty and theft of America's most sensitive defense secrets by Jewish spy Jonathan Pollard, 9/11 and the debacle in Iraq, they are the most dangerous enemies America has ever had, as much as they may choose their words carefully in trying to appear as allies to the United States. The fact is that they are Israelis first, second, and third, and care nothing about how the demands of the Jewish state are quickly dragging the once Christian nation known as America toward the abyss. If indeed there is anything that Americans better realize soon before it is all lost, it is not the religious fundamentalists in Iran or any other Muslim country that should frighten them as much as the religious nutcases in Israel and America, some of those dual citizens that Jack and I were talking about a little while ago, Jack McLam on my show, who have openly declared themselves to be the physical incarnation of God on earth and who have promised to destroy mankind in a fiery Armageddon should their plans of worldwide domination fail. Excellent article, Mark Glenn. But I'll tell you what, I'm not done yet. These people, these insane lunatics, they're continuing to beat the war drums and continuing to put out the propaganda for a war in Iran, a war with a country that doesn't have any nuclear weapons. But I'm betting, folks, I'm betting in their friendship with Russia that they probably do have them. They've probably got them secretly from North Korea, or from Russia, or from China. But you know what? Can you blame them? If you had a bully on your block that kept threatening to blow you away, all right, and all you had was a pea shooter, wouldn't you want to go out and buy a shotgun at least? All right. Enough of that. This one's even worse. I read this article, and I about threw up. Because I want to remind people, all right, I'm not a racist by any stretch of the imagination, and I think that probably a large number of the Jewish population is just as dumbed down and mind-numbed as the rest of the American public. However, we have a Zionist implementation behind the scenes, and as Jack McLam mentioned on my show earlier, okay, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, I brought that up. Beware of those who claim to be Jews but are not. All right, so we had World War II. Okay, and there's a whole other story behind that, and I'm not going to get into it today. But we had World War II, and we had this Holocaust, of which Ernst Zundel denied, and he's serving time in prison because he dared stand up and call it a farce. Now, there's a lot of speculation, a lot of controversy on both sides of that coin. I'm not going to get into that today either. But I'll tell you one thing. I pulled this article off, and I was upset. I was beyond upset. I was furious. Okay, because I'll tell you what, myself, and I'm 58 years old, and I know a lot, and I can speak for most of you out there, you weren't around in World War II. Some of you were veterans, and I really appreciate the fact that you served in the country during that war. All right, but the large majority of the American people that were born and raised in this country, were not even around in World War II, had nothing to do with World War II, and let me remind you that it was us, it was the American people, our forefathers, that went over and fought the Germans in World War II. And it has a lot to do with us by virtue of the fact that the prison camps in Germany were ultimately, I mean, the war was won with Germany. Germany lost the war. And the remaining people, and I say people, and I emphasize people, some Jewish, some not, were allowed to go free from the prison camps. And a lot of that has to do with us. All right? So when I get back, I'm going to share with you something that really, really infuriated me. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog sitting in first hour for an ailing John Stadtmiller. I will be right back. Hold on to your seats for this one, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller on a National Intel Report. I haven't opened up the phone lines, nor did I intend to. I'll take one quick phone call here. Daniel in Hawaii, you're on with Michael. Go ahead real quick.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure.
I'm the founder of the Free Energy Party. I ran for governor twice and mayor once.
Okay.
And I'm saying the solution is to build a floating biosphere. I mean, there's no doubt we've got serious problems. And if something bad happens, you may be able to survive in your house even for a few years, but that's no quality of life. And then what?
Okay, I've Daniel, with all due respect, I've heard you call into other shows, and I know exactly where we're going to go with this. And this isn't really this isn't the topic for the day, and I really don't have time. I'm substituting for John Stadtmiller, but I would welcome you to call in another day and explore it.
Okay.
All right, no, and I know where you're going with this, and as I said, I would welcome you to call into a show another day, okay? But
thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, folks, I want to get into this here. This particular bill, thank you for the call, Daniel, by the way, I appreciate that. I read this and it blew me away. Get this. Holocaust reparations bill in Congress could cost Americans $200 billion. The Holocaust Insurance Accountability Act of 2007 is now snaking its way through committees in preparation for what is to quite possibly be a huge extortion of money from the American taxpayer. What? What? Excuse me, but 90-some-odd percent of us, number one, weren't here during World War II, okay? Number two, if we want to start talking about reparations, we ought to be talking about Iraq, a country of which we have decimated, we have totally destroyed their infrastructure, okay? We did it, we attacked them on a lie, and there's a bill that's been introduced in Congress to make $200 billion worth of reparations for the Holocaust? Who are these idiots? I mean, is this as unbelievable to you guys as it is to me? Listen to this. By the way, this is out of Greg Bacon's blog. I forgot to mention that to you. Copied from this bill, listen to this, folks. Experts estimate that the value in 2006 of unpaid life, annuity, endowment, and dowry insurance theft from European Jewry from the Holocaust and its aftermath ranges between $17 billion and $200 billion. Dowry insurance? What the? Well, you can figure out what I wanted to say. We're supposed to pay off for a wedding ceremony that never took place? What next? Puppy dog life insurance policies that weren't collected when Spot died? Who in the hell are these experts? They're not named, so we're supposed to take at face value an utterance from a Congress that will drop everything in a sec to service their Zionist masters in Israel, but could care less whether or not we the people sink or swim, literally. And let me add in here, we have got an economy right now that is literally hanging by a thread from everybody who has any brains any economist, inclusive of Bob Chapman, who I think is one of the best informed, most knowledgeable economists in the world. I had the privilege of talking to him for 20 minutes yesterday on John's show. So while we the people are losing our jobs, we're being infiltrated, we're being infiltrated by illegals coming over the border, taking our jobs away from us, all right? Inflation is spiraling. They've got a bill in Congress to make reparations for the Holocaust? To make these people whole for something that we weren't even alive when it happened? This act will give Holocaust survivors, their heirs, their dependents, and others access to U.S. courts for the purpose of entertaining legal actions against insurance companies, even when those claims have already been denied by European courts, and let them pursue legal action and seek redress, money, against insurance or related companies that seek damages? Related companies? Is no one safe from the latest Holocaust money extortion scheme? And get this, folks, the amounts are to be tripled and include interest. Oh, how sweet it is. If the insurance company does not pony up information and money, they are subject to losing their business license. So when this strong-arming of insurance and related companies goes into effect, who do you think will actually wind up paying for this scheme? The insurance companies? Well, initially, but in turn, they'll increase our rates to make up for the loss of income. And what about the insurance companies that, for whatever reason, no longer exist? How does one get that money? Well, our lapdog Congress has the answer for that in H.R. 1185, entitled the Wartime Treatment Study Act, which establishes a commission on wartime treatment of Jewish refugees. I'll continue with this when we get back. Michael Herzog, The National Intel Report, sitting in for an ailing John Statmiller. Is your blood pressure up yet? Because mine is over this one. I am blown away, folks. I'll be back in three with more. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Statmiller on the National Intel Report first hour, and then you'll have Hesham Talawi second hour. And I was reading this horrendous bill here, H.R. 1185, folks. They want us to pay for reparations for the Holocaust. Isn't that wonderful? All right, well, let me continue. Now, in part, this act reads, including a review of the underlying rationale of the United States government's decision to refuse the Jewish and other refugees entry, the information the United States government received or acquired suggesting such refusal was necessary, the perceived benefit of such refusal, and the impact of such refusal on the refugees. The impact of such refusal? As like what? As in like financial impact? I mean, it doesn't take a soothsayer to see where this is leading. Once the wartime commission gets through pointing the blame at the United States for minding its own business and determines that We the people were responsible for something for which we had absolutely no part. My guess is that the Knesset in Washington, D.C. will wring its hands, lamenting how terrible and how blah, 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 that the poor dears can't get money out of a non-existent company, and then proceed to fork over billions and billions of dollars in the latest racket to shake down the American public into giving wads of cash to Israel. Who's behind this Holocaust scheme? You want to know? Get this. Representative Henry Wexler and Representative Rose Lehtinen are behind this fleecing of the American Public Act of 2007. Is that a surprise? Yes, that same Wexler, as pointed out in the WUFYS, who is raising a ruckus about the Cheney impeachment bill, which is dying a slow death in committee. It's already died that death. But it serves to distract the quivering masses from the hand reaching into their pocket to extract some bucks for the Holocaust. That our craven Congress has sold out to a foreign power is evident to most, but not all. Okay, so try this, folks. Go to the Library of Congress webpage and do some research for yourself to see what bills our Congress has been working on. When you go to the site, try typing in subprime mortgages. The fraudulent scheme enacted by the banking industry that is causing people to lose their homes, making families destitute and damaging the economy. And you'll see 137 bills from the 110th Congress ranking by relevance on subprime mortgages. Or type in Walter Reed, as in the Walter Reed Hospital that was shown this past year to be keeping our wounded vets stranded in squalid conditions, as I reported earlier on my show. Forcing them to live in rooms with mold on the walls, vermin running about, and vets living in their own waste. And you'll see 250 bills from the 110th Congress ranking by relevance on Walter Reed. Or type in Katrina, as in Hurricane Katrina of 2005 that damaged New Orleans and forced thousands of Americans into living on the streets. Americans who, by the way, are still homeless to this day, thanks to a complacent Congress, and you'll see 291 bills from the 110th Congress ranked by relevance on Katrina. Now, try typing in the word Israel, as in the Israel that has our Congress serving at its beck and call, always more than ready, willing, and able to shovel ever-increasing loads of our money to that pariah nation, and you'll see 326 bills from the 110th Congress ranked by relevance on Israel. Now, do we have any questions as to where our U.S. Congress loyalties lie? Tell me, does this Holocaust racket ever end, or is it a kind of perpetual motion money-making machine designed to continually pump our money into the Khazar's pocketbooks? You better start learning Yiddish now so you'll be able to recite the revised Pledge of Allegiance in that country that is now known as the United States of Israel. You know, I don't know about you folks, but, you know, I wasn't around in World War II. I had absolutely nothing, nor did my parents have anything to do with World War II. Okay? And if anything, if I recall through my history books and other people who have called into my show and various, you know, entanglements I've got in intellectually over the past 50 years, it seems to me that the United States of America, at that particular time, one of the most well-renowned, most respected countries in the United States, or in the world, I'm sorry, went to war to fight the fascists in Germany. And Japan, okay, and Italy, the fascist government, right? Was it Mussolini that said corporatism is fascism, which has come to a town near you because that's what we're living in right now, okay? But aside from that, we went over to fight a war. Fascists. We went over to defeat this evil empire, not an empire at that time, but these evil people that were, you know, the commandant, Einführer Adolf Hitler. We went over to what do they call it? Oh, I'm sorry. Or are they using that then? Spread democracy. In the republic in which we live, did they call it democracy back then? I'm not sure. But at any rate, we went over there to defeat this evil fascist dictator. And we succeeded. So, let me get this straight. We went to war. We assisted Britain and other countries in defeating the evil fascist Germans. Now, in accordance with their reports, there was 6 million Jewish people that were put into the prison camps and that were ultimately killed with these furnaces and so forth. Now, I'm not going to argue that today, back or forth. I have some thoughts on it. I've done research on it, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I don't even want to go there today. But the audacity of Mr. Wexler to introduce a bill to get the American people out of the tax dollars, to give upwards of $200 billion in reparations to something that happened how many years ago? 65, 70 years ago? To the people, and how many of them are really even still alive, but their family and their offspring and so forth. This is an atrocity. And I guess the question is, how many ways can our politicians and these Zionists find to rape Americans? How many ways can they find to do that? I don't know. All right. One more quick one. I don't know about you guys, but I can't get over that. I've been upset with that ever since I read it. I read it, I don't know, yesterday, day before yesterday, and I'm just it just blows me away. The audacity to introduce a bill like that. Now, I mentioned on my show the other day that, you know, all this stuff going on, all these investigations, Dennis Kucinich is stepping up to the plate, and he's going to, with his committee, launch an investigation on the put options on the 9/11 events and the people that got sick over, declaring, who was it? I can't remember the lady's name that declared, you know, the air was safe to breathe in New York shortly after 9/11. Dennis Kucinich, bless his heart, is going to check into that. But article by Scott Ritter. All this going on, all these investigations that should be going on, and what do we see on mainstream television? We see Britney Spears, and we see events like Roger the Rocket Clemens being grilled over the coals for the accusations that he took steroids. Who cares? But let me read this to you real quick. The recent spectacle of congressional hearings on the alleged use of steroids and or human growth hormone by Roger Clemens, a professional baseball player nicknamed the Rocket, throws into question the viability and functionality of a Congress controlled by the Democratic Party. The House Government Reform Committee, chaired by Representative Henry Waxman, carried out its own made-for-television version of Court TV, grilling the all-star pitcher and his former trainer over their contradictory statements as to whether or not Clemens actually was injected with a banned performance-enhancing substance. While the hearing was underway thousands of miles away in Iraq, American service members continued the ugly business of occupying Iraq. That, Waxman would abuse his position by pursuing such trivia while Americans continue to fight and die in a war built exclusively on a framework of lies is disturbing. True, Henry Waxman has chaired numerous hearings and issued even more statements, which have resulted in several embarrassing questions being asked by a government reform committee of a recalcitrant White House, but none of Henry Waxman's efforts have produced the high drama of the Clemens hearings, where every word was wrestled with, every context explored, forensic data was introduced, reputations were and are on the line. The consequences are potentially grave. Perjury charges could be brought forward against Clemens and others. What was the source of this commotion? Simply put, a few syringes and a game. Baseball might be the national pastime, perhaps, but it remains a game nonetheless. war is all too real. And the war in Iraq has cost nearly 4,000 Americans their life. That's questionable. I think it's much more than that. While wounding tens of thousands more, while killing and wounding hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. At the same time, Henry Waxman's committee was grilling the Cy Young Award-winning picture. The House Foreign Affairs Committee was holding hearings of its own on the issue of Iraq. Another Democrat, Representative Robert Wexler, and I'm sorry, it's Robert Wexler that I was talking about in that last article, not Henry, raised the matter of findings from a report issued by the Center for Public Integrity issued last month that documents some 935 allegations of false statements made by the Bush administration in the lead-up to the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Of particular interest to Wexler were 56 of those allegedly false statements attributed to the witness seated before the committee, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Who had served as the National Security Advisor in the period of time when the alleged false statements were made. Now, to his credit, Representative Wexler pressed home his point, namely that Condi Rice had lied when she helped make the case for war against Iraq by selectively citing certain intelligence information while suppressing others. Secretary Rice, of course, denied any wrongdoing. Any surprise there? Leaving America with a curt point-counterpoint exchange, which served little purpose when it comes to the matter of the search for truth and accountability through oversight. Now, when Roger Clemens denied the charges leveled at him, the robust overseers of congressional constitutional mandate who populate the Government Reform Committee subjected him to a withering round of cross-examination full of recrimination and doubt. Following Wexler's brief moment of inquiry, Condi Rice was let off without further reproach. Now, clearly, there are some discrepancies between the charges leveled by Wexler and the responses offered by Rice. That the compendium of alleged false statements comes from an independent, non-governmental entity, the Center for Public Integrity, should not serve as a roadblock to further investigation and hearings into the matter. The Government Reform Committee was acting in response to an independent investigation, the Mitchell Report, authorized not by Congress, but rather the Commissioner of Baseball. Unlike the Mitchell Report, however, the matter of the Bush administration prevarication concerning the false case made for war in Iraq delves not into the lives of private citizens, where the consequences get no bigger than inflated sports statistics, but rather the words and actions of elected officials who influence public opinion and the will of Congress in a manner which has cost hundreds of billions and several thousand American lives. Congress shouldn't have to wait for a private organization like the Center for Public Integrity to do its job for it. The misrepresentation of fact, of fabrication and falsehoods, and outright lies for the Center of Public Integrity documents are all a matter of public record, most of which were derived from statements made before Congress itself. That Congress puts the so-called integrity of a game ahead of its own constitutional mandate of oversight of legitimate governments is a travesty. That this travesty is carried out in the face of a pledge by a Democratic-controlled Congress so effectively and responsibly carry out its duty to investigate how and why our nation went to war with Iraq, it's not only incomprehensible, but reprehensible. Now, perhaps if Saddam Hussein had been accused of injecting HGH instead of hiding WMDs, Congress would have stepped up to the plate, so to speak, and dug deep into the truth of the matter. Henry Waxman, as well-meaning as he is, sits at the head of a legislative process which has lost touch with reality and purpose, pandering to the no-risk approach of non-governance by pursuing the rocket and allegations of HGH abuse, while ignoring the high-risk demands of legitimate government by pursuing matters pertaining to how the Bush administration manufactured evidence of illusory Iraqi rocket-tipped with imagined WMDs. It represents the ultimate indictment of a Congress and legislative process that long ago lost touch with its ultimate purpose of being the pursuit of the best interest of the American people through the defense of the rule of law as set forth in the United States Constitution. the fact that, and I don't know about you folks, but I mean, do you just feel like, and this is why I can't even watch TV. I mean, when I watch TV, I get insulted. I get insulted that, I mean, obviously it's directed at the mentality of a school child. Because when you sit there and you watch all this garbage being hurled at you, which I stopped doing quite a while ago, but I hear about it still, okay? Hurled at you by Britney Spears, or about Britney Spears, or about the latest scandal that's coming up in some actor's or actress's life, or grilling, you know, Roger the Rocket Clemens, who happens to be able to throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. What else has he got? This man's not responsible for taking the lives of over a million Iraqis. This guy's not responsible for taking the lives of how many thousands of Americans. This guy's not responsible for you know, maiming how many tens of thousands of Americans over this Iraqi occupation? Yet they distract, they dissuade, they make these things of utmost importance, and then they bury the things that are really important, and then sliding in stealthily, they have the audacity to introduce a bill into Congress asking us to make reparations for an event, that supposed event that happened almost 70 years ago. I mean, is it just me? Am I insane, or is it the rest of this dumbed-down, mind-numbed American public? Is it us, or is it them? Should we play along? Should we just throw our hands up in the air and give up? I think not. I'll be back with a final segment, National Intel Report. Michael Herzog sitting in for an ailing John Stadtmiller. Stick with me.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog sitting in for Nailing John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. First hour, final segment with me, folks. Then Hesham Talawi is going to come up for the second hour. But, you know, I'm just going to give you an example of what caca that the mainstream corporately owned media hurls at us. And I'm an avid listener to RB, and I listen religiously to Bob Chapman every week, Tuesday, on the National Intel Report. Listen to this. This is out of Reuters. This is the garbage they throw at the mind-numbed masses who don't have a clue. Excuse me. Fear that a hobbled banking sector may set off another Great Depression could force the United States government and the Federal Reserve to take the unprecedented step of buying a broad range of assets, including stocks, according to one of the most bearish market analysis. Now, I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I'm just going to read a couple of high points here, folks. The legal changes would be needed to give the Federal Reserve and the United States government the authority to buy stocks. Currently, the Federal Reserve can only buy debt issued by the Treasury, as well as U.S. agency debentures and mortgage-backed securities. The buildup of the credit bubble in recent years was similar to the late 1920s run-up to the Great Depression. Then, investors were very optimistic about new technologies, and stocks rose against a backdrop of low inflation and a trend towards globalization. There was even an equivalent of the modern-day subprime mortgage debt meltdown in the form of U.S. loans to Latin American countries, which had to be written off. So, they're telling us that, oh my gosh, the unprecedented step that the Federal Reserve may have to, they really don't want to, but they may have to come in with a couple of law changes, of course, and buy up the assets of the American public. And for those of you who listen to the National Intel Report on Tuesday, you know that's a crock of bull. This was by design, as was the stock market crash of 1929. They're taking this economy down deliberately by design. We are being invaded by illegals that are taking, oh, the quote, the jobs that Americans don't want to do. But then they spin it around and they put it out to the mainstream dumbed down masses like they really don't want to do this, but they may very well have to because there were some mistakes made by the public at large. And they were too optimistic about the growth and what they could do with their borrowing of money. And it just didn't quite work out the way they thought it would. So, unfortunately, to bail us out, they're going to have to step in with a couple of law changes and start buying up our assets. I mean, how sick do we have to get of this? And so what's the answer? You know, I get people Skyping me and I get people sending me emails all the time. Got a call in a little earlier. What's the answer? A biosphere in Hawaii. I don't know. Another answer, you know, it's time to pick up a gun. What's the answer? And I keep going back to square one, folks. The answer is education. Remember, they keep talking about democracy, and they're spreading democracy throughout the world. And remember the definition of democracy in a nutshell is it's two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. So if you've got a majority rule, and this is a democracy, and these are the people who are voting, and these are the people who are, you know, that are causing these regulations and legislation to be imposed, and these are the people who are voting, the only answer is to make sure that the majority, i.e. the democracy of people, are awake. Because as long as they're asleep, and as long as we don't wake them up, we lose. Be back tomorrow on the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, end of my day. Hope you guys have a good rest of the day, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye. Stay tuned for Hesham Talawi. And more things made in USA.
take a miracle.